There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. UK Prime Minister condemns anti-Semitism in the NHS. And Toronto Police Chief apologises for podcast remarks. In the UK, Prime Minister Keir Starmer's condemned anti-Semitism in the NHS during a parliamentary session yesterday. Labour MP Tulip Siddique raised the issue, warning of a rising trend of anti-Semitism in the health service.
I'm very proud to represent a constituency that has 8 synagogues, a thriving Jewish population, and the UK's largest Jewish cultural centre, JW3. This week, I was horrified to read reports about rising anti-Semitism on NHS wards, and in particular, a shocking incident in which a Jewish NHS staff member was called a baby killer by their colleague.
Starmer called reports deeply concerning and unacceptable.
It is a fundamental principle that the NHS provides care and treatment for everyone, regardless of race, faith or background. I expect all trusts and healthcare providers to take necessary action against any staff who have expressed views that do not reflect the views and values of the NHS.
In the United States, the Trump administration's announced plans to cut back the Federal Education Department, including the Office of Civil Rights, an agency that investigates anti-Semitism in schools and universities. Staffing reductions will slash half of the office's 12 regional branches, leaving only minimal personnel in key cities like New York, Boston, and San Francisco. The Office of Civil Rights has been a crucial resource for Jewish and pro-Israel students facing discrimination, especially following the rise in campus tensions since October 7, 2023. Despite the proposed cuts, the office has launched multiple civil rights investigations into anti-Semitism and, just this week, warned 60 colleges and universities that they must act to protect Jewish students or face consequences. New York, Cornell University's interim president Michael Kotlikoff has condemned the disruptions at a campus event held earlier this week, featuring former Israeli and Palestinian officials, calling them a serious threat to open dialogue. The Pathways to Peace panel, which included former Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, was interrupted by anti-Israel protesters, shouting anti-Semitic chants and verbal abuse. At least 17 protesters have been arrested, and the group behind the disruption, Students for Justice in Palestine, now faces possible suspension. Kotlikoff says free speech is essential to university life, but warned that those responsible for the disruptions will face disciplinary action. 9 students will be referred for possible suspension, staff members involved will face internal investigations, and outside agitators will be banned from campus. In Canada, the Toronto Police Chief Mirren Demkew has apologized to the Jewish community following backlash over a podcast episode that linked the October 7th Hamas attacks to a rise in conversions to Islam. The remarks sparked criticism for oversimplifying complex social and cultural issues. Community leaders condemned the claim as misleading and divisive, prompting the chief to express regret and clarify that misrepresentation was not intended. While some have welcomed the apology, others argue it fails to address broader concerns about politicized messaging within law enforcement. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.